Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
Let's bow our head and send our strongest members to the King of Pop, the Prince of Hope, our brother, Michael Jackson.
So I've been doing a lot of soul searching, and what I find interesting is the story of David. He fell in very, very significant ways, but then picked up the pieces and built from there.
I just had a conversation with Al Franken congratulating him. My wife's faith, the Catholic faith, she's there praying the rosary, and in the New Testament, Philippians, is a section to be anxious about nothing, prayer and supplication, faith in God. I'm in the Jewish faith, and God has a plan. I believe that.
The president does say he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman, but he's opposed to the Defense of Marriage Act. He wants to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act.
A couple of special friends, Bishop Gene Robinson. Where's Gene?
Well, many of our listeners are aware that the one-year anniversary of Issues Etc. came and went this week. Tuesday this week, we celebrated with our listeners here at LPR Studios and on the air. We had been asking in the months or so leading up to that one-year anniversary for our listeners to tell us, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? We heard a lot of it when our listeners showed up on Tuesday, June the 30th, face-to-face, but the time there could not contain and the time on the air could not contain the response from our listeners in answer to that question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? We're going to be giving our listeners that time here on this first hour of Friday's Issues Etc. on this July the 3rd, right in advance of the Independence Day holiday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Friday afternoon. We'll be listening to and reading some of the email from our listeners in answer to the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you, in the first hour? Then in the second hour, as we approach the holiday, we'll talk with Dr. Jay Budziszewski of the University of Texas about natural law. Can a free society, as we celebrate freedom, continue as a free society without a firm concept and recognition of the fact of natural law and the natural and the lawgiver of natural law? We'll answer that question in the second hour of the program today. Well, our listeners are always anxious to tell us what Issues Etc. means to them, and we hear from them all year long. But as we pass that one-year anniversary, we heard from a lot of them. What does Issues Etc. mean to you?
This is Betty calling from Idaho on June the 30th of 09. We thank the Lord that you're back on the air. We remember being so upset to hear you had been canceled, and we thought, how could this be? So going online and signing a petition, and then as others around the world watched and read and signed, it was really heartwarming. And then we were so upset when we couldn't hear recorded programs on demand. We thank God for the day that once again we heard your theme song on the air. Tears just came to my eyes. It was such a blessing to have you back on. And what do you mean to me? You are a voice for help and direction at a time when religiously and politically we need sound Lutheran biblical guidance. My husband and I are so happy that you're on the air, and we support you financially as well. God's blessings to you in this wonderful ministry. From Idaho, Jerry and Betty. Bye-bye.
Well, Betty, thank you very much, and Jerry as well, her husband, I presume, listening in Idaho. We're happy to be back on the air, too, and it was moving for us to return to the air. We're happy to do it, and very happy that 1 year has passed, and we're still going strong, due entirely to the kind of support that we receive from listeners like Betty and Jerry out in Idaho.
Here's an email from Pastor Matthew in India. He said, I was listening to Issues Etc. when it hit me. Today is June 30th. I wish I could come, but 'tis not to be. If I can find a beer, I will drink it in honor of your celebration, though it isn't too easy to do here in India. That's Pastor Matthew in India.
And I think it's Matthew Uday. We read that email when we gathered together for the one-year anniversary, just one of them, one from Iraq, one from India, one from Canada, just to show and to demonstrate that with the new technology that God has blessed us with, you know, the internet gets a bad name. And in some cases, it's a deserved bad name among Christians, because a lot of what's going out on the internet is kind of like opening a sewer pipe. But just like people can misuse a superhighway, they can speed down a superhighway, drive drunk on a superhighway, or they can stay within the speed limit and use a superhighway for the purpose that it was intended to. The internet can be used for a good purpose. And with the new technology, with very little effort, we can reach people all around the world. And they can hear the Christ-centered, cross-focused message of Issues, etc. And we'd really like to be able to have those listeners, those long-distance, on-demand listeners, with us when we celebrate. But this is the next best thing. We're listening to some of our comments in answer to the question, what does Issues, etc. mean to you? We'd like to hear from our listeners.
Hi, this is Gary from Bristol, New Jersey. What does Issues, etc. mean to me? Issues, etc. has been part of my theological education since I attended Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, where, oddly enough, I had to listen via live stream because the dorm walls blocked the signal of a tower I could see from my dorm window. And it continues to be a source of my theological education as I continue in my vocation as pastor. And it has certainly enriched my ministry here at my first parish. So, and I'm also thankful that I can take this daily theological journal to the gym and into my car. So, God's blessings on your ministry, and I hope that it continues for years to come. Keep up the good work. Bye.
We like being that kind of ongoing and supplement to a formal theological education. We don't presume to be a formal theological education for anyone, but we do bring on the guests that populate many of the classrooms where formal theological education takes place. We bring them right on here to talk about the very same subjects that they do when they're teaching the theologians of the church. Everyone's a theologian. Everyone is a theologian. Layperson, pastor, everyone is a theologian. The only question is your theology fully informed by the sound teaching of God's word or not? Because everyone ends up being a theologian. You're either a good one or a bad one, and we want our listeners to be the very best theologians, lay or clergy, that they can possibly be. One of the things he said there was he couldn't hear the radio signal when we were with KFUO, even though he could see the tower from which it was being broadcast. So he had to listen to the live stream at that point. But then when he goes to his first parish, guess what? He takes Issues, etc. with him because, as we say so often, we love our on-demand listeners, and that's the very kind of thing that we want our listeners to do. Wherever they go, whatever they're doing, if he's in his church or at the gym, or if he's on a seminary campus or at his first call in a parish, wherever he is, we are bringing him that continued sound biblical theology.
This is Scott in Oakwood, Illinois, with a few thoughts on what Issues, etc. means to me. I was first exposed to Issues, etc. because of The Spirituality of the Cross by Jean Edward Gies. I couldn't put the book down and eventually gave my copy to a Roman Catholic friend. And in the process of replacing it at cph.org, I bought a 3-CD set of Issues, etc. interviews with her. I found the show again while putting in extra hours at school and streaming Issues, etc. from a certain Lutheran radio station of ill repute. I used to stop at Panera on my 42-mile commute home to download the podcast because I had no home internet access. I went out of my way to access Issues, etc. on demand because it was intelligently done Christian radio that had Jesus' death and resurrection at the forefront of its theology, unlike my local family-friendly Fatal to Your Health FM radio station. Issues, etc. is ongoing catechesis for both me and my wife and helped us get through a tough period in our church when we weren't hearing Jesus Christ and Him crucified in the sermons. We both enjoy listening to the program, especially on Fridays with Soundbite of the Week. What Issues, etc. means to me is a far smaller matter than what it means to Christianity at large. It brings together a community of like-minded confessional Lutherans from across denominational lines, alleviating the stress of, am I the only one? It proclaims the work Christ has done on our behalf and sounds the alarm when false teaching enters our midst. LCMS Inc. lost a great asset when firing you guys, but it only makes Issues, etc. better. because it is able to openly criticize false teachings arising from anywhere. Please continue to bring this Christ-centered, cross-focused message to the world for many years to come. From the bottom of an on-demand listener's heart, I thank you.
Wow. Another on-demand listener. And Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening over there on the other side of the state in Illinois. Glad we could be there when you needed us. And glad we can continue to be there for you as you and all the other listeners benefit from what we do here at Issues Etc.
What does Issues Etc. mean to Amy in Michigan? She says, never having to say, sorry, you're Lutheran.
Now, there's a tagline. See, all the best taglines come from our listeners.
Not just the tagline, the show ideas, too.
Well, that's true.
And the guests.
But isn't it gratifying when they get what we're doing, when they understand what this show is about, and they can put it in three or four words? Great listeners.
Paul in Iraq, I wish to congratulate you on the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. The show is a great blessing to all who listen in the U.S. and on demand here in Iraq. My prayer is that you continue to lead the charge in proclaiming the gospel. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the email, Paul in Iraq.
And thank you for listening in Iraq, because it takes a little more effort when you're deployed in the military and probably keeping a very different schedule than the one we keep here in the U.S. to listen to Issues, etc. But folks, this is why we continue to say we love our on-demand listeners. We really, truly do. There's a threshold being crossed here, not only technologically, but in terms of communication, where people are understanding that they can listen to what they want, when they want. And that's why we're determined to be one of the many voices occupying that place with sound biblical Lutheran theology, so that when people need and want to hear sound biblical Lutheran theology with no apologies whatsoever, they can hear it wherever they are, even in Iraq. We'll be right back.
I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care about you.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring Issues Etc. back. Jonathan Olson, Roger Robinson, Mark Witte, Michael Contenescu, Lance Anderson, Eric Lyons, John Welch, Philip Stout, and Janet Stout. Thanks for your support.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Calvary Lutheran, Elgin, Illinois. Advent Lutheran, Zionsville, Indiana. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Worth, Texas. Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon. St. John's Lutheran, Evanston, Indiana. Mount Calvary Lutheran, San Antonio, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Village Lutheran, Ladue, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa. St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget. Our website, issuesetc.org. Click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon. It's July the 3rd. Couldn't let the week go by without letting you hear what our listeners have been telling us by way of answer to the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? We've heard via email, we're reading some of that, and we've heard on our listener comment line. By the way, that comment line is always open for anything you want to leave there, criticism, questions, comments, suggestions. We're always open to suggestions, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. comment line. What does Issues Etc. mean to this listener?
Happy anniversary, Issues Etc. I'd like to thank you for the faithful and God-pleasing work that you do. I'm a pastor, and Issues Etc. is a constant, continual education for me. There have been times I have seen topics on the website, and I have arrogantly thought, well, I know everything about that topic that can be known. But then I listen, and I learn new things all the time. I also appreciate you taking on different current events in the culture that we as Christians are confronted with every day, and then helping us use a Christian worldview to interpret them. May the Lord continue to bless your work and great bumper music as well. Thank you very much, Pastor Furman Angel at Wyoming. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Wyoming. I have the same experience, Pastor. Exactly the same experience. I mean, I see the topics before anybody else does. I know the guests. And I'll say to myself, same kind of, you know, if just for lack of a better word, same kind of arrogance. Well, I know everything about that topic. I've read this book. I've read that book. I know everything. And lo and behold, just as soon as I say that, when I start talking to the guest, I learn something about a topic that I'm well familiar with that I never knew before, or gain an insight from that guest that I had never seen before. And I'm reminded again and again and again of the words of Dr. Luther when he's writing about his own catechism, the one that he wrote for children. And he's writing about it saying, I must remain forever a child, a pupil of this catechism. Even though it is the ABCs, the very basics of the Christian faith, these topics that we've seen again and again and again, and we've talked about, and we've learned about, and we've read about, we must remain forever children and pupils of God's Word, because, as I used to say, God is never finished teaching. And we can never stop learning. Now I quote Luther, we can never stop learning what God isn't finished teaching.
Jen in Virginia, Pastor Wilkin, Todd, and Jeff, quick note to wish you a wonderful anniversary and to let you know that your newest fan will be listening to the broadcast with me. Siobhan Annalise Marie Wolf was born Friday afternoon at 2:30 Eastern Time, 9 pounds, 15 ounces, 21 inches long. All our children have a John name after Dad's, so Siobhan is hers. We call her Annalise. John meets God is gracious, and he is indeed blessing us with a daughter after three sons to keep care of her. Congratulations again on your first year mauve-free, writes Jen in Bull Run, Virginia.
Jen, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Virginia. Congratulations on the new baby girl, mauve-free. That might be an inside joke there. The chosen corporate color of LCMS Inc., sometimes called purple, is mauve. I think they actually have a trademark on the particular color of the LCMS Inc. logo, which is that kind of triple cross that doesn't cross. And so when she says mauve-free, that means free of LCMS Inc. Very clever, Jen. And congratulations again on the new girl.
Chris in Nashville, Tennessee, I know that you've requested that we use the comment line to tell you what Issues Etc. means to me. But given what has transpired in the past week in my life, I feel more comfortable communicating via email. So here it goes. Issues Etc. means to me that I was prepared a week ago to hear the kind of news that a husband never wants to hear. My 28-year-old wife was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with partial right heart failure brought on by a rare lung disease. The cause is unknown, and no cure has yet been developed for the disease with the exception of a double lung transplant. It has left us unable to have children and gives me the prospect of potentially becoming a widower before the age of 30. The comfort that the world offers is at best that people are thinking about you and sending their condolences. At its worst, the world says that this shows that there is no God, as he would not let something like this happen. This is no comfort at all. The comfort that the Joel Osteens of the world offer is that you need to pray harder for healing, and if healing does not come, your faith was lacking. God did not heal because you did not believe in him hard enough. This is no comfort at all. The comfort that the Rick Warrens of the world offer is that my wife has led a pretty good life, and that hopefully she will be able to prove that she is a Christian by how much she loves God. This is no comfort at all. The comfort that the Church of Rome offers is that if she does not survive, at least she has led a pretty good life, and hopefully her time in purgatory would be short. this is no comfort at all. The comfort that the Gene Robinsons of the world offer is that the God of his many understandings is not as narrow-minded as she is, so hopefully God will cut her some slack for not being more accepting. Again, this is no comfort at all. The comfort that Issues Etc. offers is Christ and him crucified. As baptized believers, we were poor, miserable sinners redeemed by Christ's blood before all of this happened. Now we may end up a little poorer, a little more miserable, but we are still sinners redeemed by Christ's blood. When trials in life happen, false teachings of the world offer no comfort, but the Word of God and rightly administered sacraments enable us to fervently pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for all that you do, and thank you so much, Chris, in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, Chris, first of all, our prayers certainly are for your wife and for you, but you're absolutely right, and it is very gratifying to hear that you have found the true comfort, in part by listening to Issues, et cetera, the part that we can do. This is the reason we continue to trumpet the cross. This is why we say Christ-centered, cross-focused, because the cross is not only our theology, it's our only comfort. There is no comfort. Everything else is false hope. Everything else is false comfort. And there is only one comfort in the midst of this life's trials and in the face of death, and that is Christ's death and resurrection. When a Christian dies, this is so sad to see this happen. When a Christian dies, very often people want to they're in a better place. They're no longer suffering. And those things are true. They're not untrue, but they're not really any comfort. And then we get together and we say, let's celebrate this Christian's life. A funeral is not the celebration of the Christian's life. It's not a celebration of their life. Their life has ended. But their life has ended, and Christ's hasn't. Christ has risen. A funeral is a celebration of Christ's resurrection. Without his death and resurrection for us, we have no forgiveness. We have no hope. We have no comfort. It's the only place to stand. It's why the greatest of the theologians have always confirmed the cross is our theology, which is another way of saying Christ and everything that he has done for us in his perfect life, death, and resurrection, is our theology. And everything else is false hope and no comfort. Chris, continue to take your stand, continue to fix your eyes right there in the only thing that does comfort, what Christ has done for you and done for your dear wife. And we will continue to pray in Christ's name for you and for her.
My name is Louise Oster, and I want to thank God for how he used Todd Wilkin and Issues, etc., over a 2-year period to guide my family out of the Baptist denomination and into the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, where we are all now communicant members of a liturgical church in Lima, Peace Lutheran Church. We love Issues, etc., and thank Todd for teaching us the truth about grace through faith in Christ alone and the error of decision theology. Congratulations, Todd, on your first year anniversary of returning to the airways. God bless.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Lima, too. We've heard this again and again and again. This is a story now that is very common. We never tire of hearing it from listeners all over the country who will say, me, my wife, my kids were finally led out of this false theology to the true Reformation theology and a faithful congregation, faithful pastor, to the preaching of Christ and him crucified without reservation, to the comfort of the sacraments by listening to Issues, etc. You see, we aren't a church. This is a radio program. We can't substitute for the church. And that's why it's so gratifying to hear listeners say, we found the church, the faithful bride of Christ, the faithful body of Christ, the faithful church, after listening. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to point people to faithful congregations, not to a denomination. Let me be very clear about this. We are not here to point people to a denomination or a church body, but only to those faithful congregations where pastors continue to faithfully preach God's word without watering it down or without adding to it, and where the gifts of Christ, as he gave them to the church, continue to be faithfully administered. And when that happens, we know that the Holy Spirit has done his work through what we're doing here on the air.
Jeff in Minnesota, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Happy anniversary. What does Issues Etc. mean to me? My two teenage sons were baptized this last winter. My wife and sons are going through adult catechism class with me. I've been convinced to return to the Lutheran Church and its confessions. We now receive the forgiveness of our sins together at the Lord's Supper. We celebrate the historic liturgy together. We read the Treasury Daily Prayer together. We sing the historic hymns together each Sunday. We celebrate the historic church calendar. My brother's family has returned to the Lutheran Church. Most importantly, you and your guests have introduced us once again to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I could go on and on. I will be forever grateful for Issues Etc., writes Jeff in Minnesota.
Jeff, thank you very much. I can't add to that. That's what this radio program is all about. That's what I celebrate when we look back on 1 year, on the return of Issues, etc., and on the year that's passed since. Thanks to our listeners. We're happy to help. When we come back, more of what Issues, etc. means to you.
That it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Village Lutheran Church in Ladue thanks God for his saving gift of faith through Christ and invites you to share in this gift by worshiping with us Sunday mornings at 8:15 or 10:45. We're conveniently located 1 mile west of the Galleria on Clayton Road. For more information, call 314-993-1834 or visit villagelutheranchurch.org. Village Lutheran Church, ordinary people loved by an extraordinary God. VillageLutheranChurch.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Martha Spurlock, Paul Hand, Paul Howland, Tim Davis, Gary Cooper, Vicki Harris, Rex Mindock, Suzanne Del Cusi, Pastor Brad Stadsvold, and Suzanne Sandridge. Thanks for your support.
Giggle Free Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Anytime you've heard me talk about the United Nations, it's not been in favorable terms, with good reason. They're dedicated to promoting abortion on demand around the world, even forcing it on pro-life nations. A new UN report, which they call a critical 15-year review of abortion, comes up with the following outrageous conclusion. Any and all restrictions on abortion, no matter what they are, constitute violence against women. Yes, you heard me right. The UN says protecting women from abortion infringes upon their liberty, security, and life. It's so ironic considering the fact abortion is the brutal intentional killing of millions of preborn women. And let's not forget the often devastating physical consequences for the mother, even death. The UN's living up to its radical pro-abortion reputation.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
And we did have so many listeners call us and tell us what Issues Etc. means to them. We have more of that here as we hear from you. What Issues Etc. means to you. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Friday afternoon, July the 3rd. What does Issues Etc. mean to you?
Dave in West Virginia, I can't begin to explain all that Issues Etc. has meant to me since I discovered it about 3 years ago. My family was longing for more in our Christian walk. We were unconvinced by the whole church growth theology. It didn't seem to fit, but it was where many people we talked with looked for a powerful Christian experience. We knew people who were in the very conservative Calvinist movement. They seemed to be going in a fruitful direction with belief and practice lining up rather well and with a vivid and living faith which showed itself in their daily practice. But try as I might, I could not become a Calvinist. Over many years of Christian faith, my wife and I had been taught that there were basically two groups, the Calvinists and the Arminians. We couldn't fit into either group. A friend introduced me to Issues Etc. I rapidly became an enthusiastic follower of Issues Etc. Now, a few years later, we're joining an LCMS church. I am thinking seriously about going back to school to train for the pastoral ministry, something I had also thought about within the other churches with which I was involved in the past. The more I looked at the way Lutherans read Scripture, the more fair and balanced it seemed to me. Would I be in this position without issues, etc.? Of course, I don't know. We can never definitely say what would or would not have happened, but I can confidently say that Issues Etc. has had a great influence on my belief and practice over the past several years. We considered Todd, Jeff, and Craig as part of our household and frequently talk about you around the dinner table. Thank you for your work and persistence fulfilling the vocation our Lord has given you, writes Dave in West Virginia.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, that's the second time in a week someone said that Todd, Jeff, and Craig are household names. Our kids know who Todd, Jeff, and Craig are without ever any reference, which is, I mean, that's not – what it really says is that the show matters to people, and it really does. Jeff, the last three comments, one of them on the comment line and the other two emails, have all kind of struck the same chord. This is we've come out of this erroneous teaching to the truth of the Reformation, slowly but surely. This last guy, Dave, thinking about studying to be a pastor. Okay, when I hear this, I'm struck by the, even though this is now ancient history for us, I am struck by the failure of the people who should have known what Issues Etc. was all about in its previous incarnation. The people who should have been paying attention to the benefit that it was giving our listeners, they were unaware of this. I'm convinced they were completely unaware of what Issues Etc. was doing at the time and oblivious to what it continues to do in the last year. And it just dumbfounds me. These are supposed to be the best and the brightest minds able to get the gospel out and communicate it in new ways with new technology, and they were oblivious to the very thing that was happening right under their nose. And I think rather frivolously tossed it away. And the only answer I can think of that to that is I'm just glad we're back and it's been a good year. And we're continuing to do it better than ever.
Here's Becky. Even though by God's mercy, my husband and I belong to a tiny traditional gospel preaching congregation, we felt so isolated from the church at large in what used to be called our beloved synod. Our discovery of Issues Etc. on the internet has been a marvelous reconnecting with like-minded Lutherans around the country. It's like hearing a fine hymn sung strongly nearby when you thought you were marooned on a desert island. Thanks for listening, Becky.
And we've heard this also as well. I mean, from people who have been lifelong members of faithful congregations, faithfully served by pastors who know what they're called to do, who aren't trying to turn the church into a business or a parachurch, not trying to be CEOs, but continuing to be humble and faithful shepherds of God's flock and feed the people with God's word and sacraments. And they feel isolated. They say, I thought I was the only one, or I thought our congregation was the only one. And another thing that we try and do is to let those people, those pastors, those congregations know, you're not the only one. I'm convinced, and this is, it took some convincing. Pastor Matt Harrison was finally able to convince me, at long last, that in the United States, there's a confessional Lutheran revival underway. Not revival in the sense of people getting all excited and waving their hands and walking the aisle, but a revival of sound Reformation teaching based on the Scripture and the confessions. And people who felt they were isolated on a desert island are suddenly starting to hear, I love that imagery, starting to hear those voices coming over the horizon of other faithful Christians saying, we believe this too, we confess this too, we teach this too, that faithful Lutheranism and the Reformation isn't over. It isn't irrelevant. It isn't passé. It continues.
Here's Karen. Having been punched in the stomach with the law by all three on the pastor's round table, Dr. Brighton scoops me up and places the cross on my forehead, my head resting on his shoulder, Christ alone. When the world is dry and burning with doubt, I sit by a rushing river in France. The Lord himself overcomes all doubt in care of John Warwick Montgomery. Trumpets on Easter morning, Dr. Hine, Pastor Wilkin, Greg Kokel, Dr. Lamb, Colleen Carroll Campbell, Marty Noland, Dr. Scare, Rosenblatt, and many more. God, who knows all of our needs, knew that we needed your contribution to help us fix our eyes on Jesus, our Lord. Glory be to God for your work in the gospel. Blessings and more blessings in our risen Christ, writes Karen.
Karen, thank you very much. You know, we've passed this year, and I've thought to myself, Everyone says on Tuesday night to us, we hope that it continues for many more years. Well, there are no guarantees, folks. There are absolutely no guarantees that what's lasted a year will last two or three or four. We do not know what next year holds. We don't know what the year after that holds. I hope, along with our listeners, that it continues. I certainly do. But if when I hear from listeners like this, I think to myself, if it shut down tomorrow, it still would have been worth it. If we had to close down shop and no longer broadcast issues, et cetera, tomorrow, this year would have been worth it for me just to hear from listeners like this. And that listener points out what I continue to say is one of the great strengths of this show. Not a toast. I can guarantee you, not a toast. It's guests and the topics that they bring to our listeners. The very best guests in Christian radio. I can say that without any qualification whatsoever. The very best guests in Christian radio.
Well, congratulations and happy anniversary on one full year back on the air. This is Steve Dunham calling from Medford, Oregon. A long-time on-demand listener. Just wanted to call and let you know what Issues Etc. means to me. In my position at the church as an elder and a Sunday school teacher and a choir member, I very often don't get a chance to attend my pastor's Bible study. And my pastor has been blessed with a wonderful gift of teaching, and I miss out that opportunity of being with him for that hour on Sunday mornings, often when he's leading a Bible study class. And Issues Etc. fills that gap when I need it and even when I don't need it. And I just want to thank you for your diligent work, all of you, in what you do and how much, let you know how much I enjoy listening to Issues Etc. and letting my friends know. Recently at the Northwest District Conference, whether you know it or not, Issues Etc. was commended for the work that they do, which I thought was amazing coming from the Northwest District. Those of us that are Issues listeners in the Northwest were kind of shocked that there were that many that knew about you and actually commended the work that you do. So thank you once again, and keep up the good work. God bless you.
Thank you. In fact, just this morning, I also got an email from the Secretary of the Minnesota South District with a resolution that was passed there in their convention commending Issues Etc. for its work past and present. I like to focus on the present and the future, although the past is always prologue. What else, Jeff?
Dave in Minnesota. I know I'm very late in sending this, and because I'm not good at communicating in a one-way conversation on the telephone, I'm sending this via email. First of all, at every divine service at our church, where my son, our pastor, is our faithful minister of the word, the message of the cross comes forth abundantly. The sweet message of Jesus' forgiveness for my wickedness gives me the assurance of the certainty of my salvation. Our weekly and then some reception of Christ's body and blood again assures that forgiveness, life, and salvation. Issues, etc., is my daily reminder. I need to be reminded of how sinful I am. I need to be reminded that Jesus Christ has done everything necessary to save me. I need to be reminded that were it up to me, I would be destined to spend eternity in hell. I need to be reminded that because of the love God has for me, Jesus suffered such pain and death, which I cannot comprehend, in order that I might be with him for eternity. I could continue with more reminders, but it would probably take books the size of Luther's works to state them all. I discovered Issues Etc. not long after you returned to the air via the internet, thanks to my pastor who told me about the program. Thank you for these daily reminders. I truly wish we could join you all tomorrow for the celebration, but we will be with you in spirit. One day we will show up in Collinsville with another round of Emo's Pizza and some real beer. No offense intended to those who appreciate clams and vegetables mixed in with the brew, well, maybe a little. It is my prayer that you will all continue to promulgate the gospel until he comes. Even so, come Lord Jesus, writes Dave in Minnesota, and a postscript, yes, Jeff, promulgate is also a word.
Listener not only gets the show, but also gets our producer pretty well. Was this the Dave who sent the pizza?
Yes.
Okay, good. The pizza that arrived unannounced. Surprises always please us here at LPR, and Dave sent us some pizza several months back. We didn't know where it was coming from until we were informed that it was on its way. Thank you very much, Dave. The reminders, that's a great way to think about it. And guess what, Dave? We need those reminders too. It's part of the reason we do the show, because we need that same kind of reminder week after week, day after day, of what Christ has done for us and that He is our only hope. When we come back, 10 more minutes with our listeners' thoughts on what Issues Etc. means to them. Stay tuned.
Communication's never been as easy as today, and it would make me happy when you've gone so far away.
Our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on the importance of Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement, in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
You can support this worldwide outreach by making a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Faithful confession trumps company loyalty. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois, is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Susan Hauser, Marcia Harms, Dan White Jr., Joan Gillis, Kristen Cook, Debbie Newbar, Diane, Robert McGuire, Marjorie Wojcik, and William John Troutman. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon, June the 3rd, July the 3rd. I'm a month behind.
What are you doing for 4th of July, Independence Day?
Well, you know the order of the day in the Wilkin compound. Whatever the holiday is, the order of the day is close the doors and stay. I'm the biggest homebody there ever was. I'm just a homebody. My next door neighbor might be able to coax me out because he puts on a pretty good fireworks show right in front of his house. And gets in competition with somebody down the street. They kind of lob grenades back and forth at one another. But I don't think there's going to be much more to it. I got to do yard work, Jeff. I mean, I got mulch to put in. The water's been kind of scarce, so I got to water the yard, and got to make everything look great so that when people drive by the compound, they, you know, even though the doors will never open, except when I leave. It's got to look good, so got to maintain the curb appeal. That's pretty much what 4th of July means to me.
Jeff, you know whatever Todd does, it's going to have a chalada involved.
Well, eventually, yes, it will have some chalada, but I'm not one of those kind of guys who can do yard work and drink beer at the same time. I don't have that constitution. It puts me to sleep, so chalada waits for later. Oh, by the way, you know who we need to thank? We need to thank...
Do we need to thank, or should we just thank them?
Yeah, but I got to think of the name, so I'm vamping here. The Myers from Florida. Jeff comes out of the office yesterday with what I think it's what they were calling the listener bundle package. Is that what they called it? The Navy cup, a T-shirt from a flight school, and a Blue Angels medallion, and I think a Navy pen as well. They put together their own listener bundle package for the three of us. And the Myers from Florida not only came all the way up for the anniversary, but they also brought gifts, which was very nice. Thank you very much. And as you mentioned yesterday, their grandson, Ty, was actually I'm not sure. I saw it in print. Was it Tay? What did you call him when you were letting him push buttons
I thought it was Tay.
Okay.
Tay, like Deontay.
You know, there's actually pictures on the internet now?
Yes.
Of him pushing buttons?
On my Facebook page.
Yeah, of someone running the boards.
Yes.
So to show that, how old was he, 9 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, nine-year-old could do Jeff's job.
Kirsten, Fort Riley, Kansas. I accidentally discovered your old program while testing an emergency radio on a Sunday night after a move. I remember that it was a show about Mormons, and I was hooked. I found the website for your old radio station and became one of the 60 live internet listeners. I just brought an MP3 player to move up in the world to become a beloved on-demand listener when you were unceremoniously canceled.
Oh, man.
As a silver lining, I discovered some great blogs to try to get news about what happened and listen to many of the old programs from the archives. I fully understand Pastor Todd's admonition that he is not my pastor. However, with 5 young children, I find that I don't always get in a good sermon review during our service, and Issues Etc. has been an invaluable resource to me. I appreciate the breadth of topics that you cover and the depth that you cover them in. I have meant to thank you in particular for 2 shows from the past year. The First Christmas with Dr. Ken Bailey is one that I've listened to several times and will save to play for my children for the years to come. In January, we were preparing for my husband's deployment, and you had Reverend Shea on to talk about soldiers and their families dealing with deployments. It was comforting to hear your heartfelt concern for the military and their families. You have many times expressed your support for military chaplains and those whose vocation it is to serve in the military, and I appreciate that support. You have occasionally opined about people listening while exercising on the treadmill. Over the past year, Issues Etc. has accompanied me while folding clothes, mopping floors, doing dishes, and to many playgrounds. It almost makes doing housework a joy. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the email, Kirsten in Fort Riley, Kansas.
Well, Kirsten, thank you very, very much. You know, we've had listeners say they clean the toilets while they listen to us. They run, they mow the grass. We had listeners on Tuesday night talk about all the various activities they engage in while they're listening to Issues, etc. That's why we say, listen to what you want, when you want. If you want to listen while you're on the treadmill, listen while you're on the treadmill. The technology's there, and we're trying to make use of it, and we're happy to do that.
Yes. Kevin in Indiana. I know you would prefer a telephone call, but I will get tongue-tied and not say it right, so here's my best shot. I am one of your on-demand listeners, and I always listen on a tape delay basis. I'm not able to listen live, but I do listen just like it is live. Issues Etc. means that I always have something edifying and faithful to listen to while I'm at work, at home in the yard, or commuting back and forth from work. It is truly relevant to me daily. I see so much of the change in the world around us and in our beloved Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I have been much made aware of what is sound teaching, doctrine, and practice, and what is not because of the program. It is a useful tool to me in my role as an adult Bible study leader at church, and we use episodes as a resource often. Thank you very much. There are only 2 very minor downsides to the program. One, my wife of 25 years gets a bit aggravated when I have my earbuds in too long and have tuned her out. And 2, your advice on chelada, that was bad. Keep up the good work. God bless you all. Your program has always been, and I pray it will continue for a long time to be, a wonderful blessing for all who listen, and especially myself. Praise God, and thank you very much, writes Kevin in Indiana.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. My wife, too. I mean, when I walk in the house and the things are still in my ears, I get a look, and it takes me usually, 15, 20 seconds to realize what the look means. It means take those things out of your ears and listen to me. So balance it out, Kevin. When she walks in the room, hit pause, take them out of your ears, listen to your wife, and when she gives you permission, put them back in and hit play whenever you want to. And if he only gets one bad piece of advice, I mean, with regard to chelada, out of us in the course of a year, I think that's doing pretty good. I really do. Let's hear from another listener.
This is Paul in Milwaukee. What does Issues Etc. mean to me? 1, it is a Lutheran proclamation of word of law and gospel to believers and unbelievers alike, and a relating of that word to the public issues of the day. For 10 hours a week, veteran radio broadcasters cover theology, church history, a wide variety of church practice and news, and serious research related to the faith, aided by a great variety of unpaid resource persons, clerical and lay, and call-in questions and comments of listeners. Coverage is deep as well as broad. Methods are both time-tested and innovative. Retrieval of past programs via the Internet supplements the live broadcast. Staff suggest independent reading on topics covered. The program has no peer that I know of. Two, it is a mirror in the catechism sense to its own church body, the LCMS, that is engaged in a war for its own heart and voice. Your issues is fearlessly articulate and firmly holding to the scriptures and to the confessions. Three, it is a personal joy and concern. Where else can I hear a Lutheran seminary professor's church administrators bold enough to think and act on the basis of Christian belief? Laymen and women of worldly accomplishment and expertise, and Christians and unbelievers of integrity, brains, and ready tongue, wrestle with problems of word, world, and faith. The program has shown me that I'm not always wrongheaded or alone in thinking on issues of churchly importance. I pray for the program, send program suggestions, occasionally criticize, give money to this effort with synodical roots. Now independent and having a new freedom of operations, issues has to, with a small staff, pay its own freight in a shaky economy. The recent separation from the LCMS has made many aware of the program and caused some of them and old-time listeners, organizationally and individually, to stand with this gospel proclamation. Jeff Schwartz and the Reverend Todd Wilkin are persons of integrity and ability for their vocations. Sometime I may meet their techno-businessman compatriot, Craig. I wish for Rick Warren and Joe Olstein to be questioned by Pastor Wilkin and John Warwick Montgomery, with Mr. Schwartz acting as mental midwife for the electronically incoming ammunition from outside the Sea of Collinsville. I look for more of the acts of the modern apostles who are determined to know nothing but Christ crucified. Thanks for listening.
And thank you, Paul. Thanks for listening in Milwaukee as well. Well-reasoned, well-stated. Thank you very much. And I like his term for Craig, techno-businessman compatriot. I don't think that's his official title. I think it's director of business operations. But techno-businessman compatriot does just as well. Maybe we'll put that up on the board as his job description. Well, what do you say at the end of a week where we've celebrated 1 year back on the air? You say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our listeners. You brought us back. You've kept us on. We're humbled. And we're determined to keep producing Christ-centered and cross-focused talk radio for another year. Folks, if you appreciate the Christ-centered, cross-focused outreach of Issues, etc., and believe me, after this week, we know you do, please stand with us by making a tax-deductible gift. You can donate online this weekend, or you can donate by check. Online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember our website tonight, issuesetc.org. And thank you in advance for all your support, and thanks to everybody who supported us in this last year. It's a great way to spend the week with our listeners and hearing from you. When we come back, on this 3rd of July, going into the Independence Day weekend, when we talk about freedom, we talk about independence, we talk about liberty, what's the basis of all of that? Is it just our sense of freedom? Is it just personal freedom? Is it just personal autonomy? Or do we need to rediscover natural law? Dr. Jay Bujaszewski of the University of Texas will answer that question in the second hour of Issues, Etc. this Friday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.